USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. The ATF will crack down on gun dealers who break federal laws, and COVID relief funds will be made available to municipalities to help them hire more police officers. But critics say the president's focus on guns won't address the crime issue. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News that any policy should focus on the criminal first.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways, and I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them and then try to implement them into policy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
The White House announced Wednesday that Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit to the southern border amid criticism that she hadn't yet visited after being tapped by President Biden to head the administration's response to the border crisis. Tim Berg has more.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The future of Afghanistan could be in jeopardy after the U.S. completes pulling out its troops. Tim Berg has more.
The U.S. intelligence community concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdrawal from the country is completed. This as we hear the Taliban is taking over territory as the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan. That is confirmed by General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
It is true that the Taliban are sniping at and picking off outposts, etc., and they have seized some district centers. 60% of the 81 were seized last year, and the others since the last 2 months or so. So, yes, we're concerned, we're watching it. But there's a 300,000 plus or minus military force, Afghanistan army and police force, and it is their job to defend their country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And singer Britney Spears has asked a Los Angeles judge to end the court-ordered conservatorship she's been under for more than a decade. Calling the arrangement abusive, the 38-year-old pop star criticized the conservatorship of her father and others, claiming they have complete control over her life. During the hearing, the judge urged Spears to officially petition the court as a means to end the conservatorship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.